It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Most would agree that the rose is the most popular floral ingredient in bouquets and tokens of devotion that are given to celebrate St. Valentine's Day. But today, we'll travel down a different botanical path in the month of love. We'll visit about a noxious, invasive weed that, with a little foothold in the right places, could conceivably take over the gardening world. The botanical name is too complex to worry with, so we'll just refer to it by its common name of dodder. My experience with this plant began at a very early age, and until I began to do a bit of research for this story, I didn't know that the horticultural folks had a problem with dodder. In fact, I didn't know that dodder existed because I'd always known the plant as loveweed. I was introduced to loveweed by my grandmother, a Kentucky woman who planted by the signs, looked at gardening as an instrument of survival, and taught me much about making plants a big part of my life. Each summer of my growing up years, I would ride the bus from western Kansas to Oklahoma City, where I would be met by relatives who would then make a long drive into southeastern Oklahoma. They would deposit me at an 80-acre red dirt farm for a season of loving and learning at the hands of my namana. Together, we explored blackberry thickets, saltwater creeks, pastures of sweet Sudan and white-faced cattle, and spent a considerable part of our days growing and putting up food for the cold time. In addition to learning lots of life skills, my summer sojourns introduced me to a method of finding true love. And this method utilized loveweed, an orange spaghetti-looking substance that grew over the tops of weeds in the road ditches. Seems that if a young woman would walk along the road on a full moon night, pick a piece of loveweed, and say the name of her true love as she threw it backwards over her left shoulder, then she could test her love before making a final commitment. In a couple of weeks, she could return to the spot in the light of day, and if the loveweed scrap had sprung to life and begun to thrive and flower, then her true love was true and loved her in return. But if the loveweed had withered and died, then this was a sign of things to come if the unfortunate love affair was continued. Now, you have to understand that this was in a time when little girls stayed little girls a lot longer than they do today. I was too young to have a true love, so I didn't ever complete the loveweed test. I had to rely on other matters of the heart to find my life's mate. Years later, I now know that loveweed, or dodder, is a parasite plant. It exists on other plants, attaching itself and literally sucking the life from its host. It's become quite a problem in the southern states, where there's enough humidity and not enough cold weather to control it as an annual and keep it from reproducing at an alarming rate. To add to everyone's worries, there don't seem to be many effective herbicides that can control this amorously useful but horticulturally threatening weed. You know, when I was growing up, I seemed to remember more tolerance and less chemistry in dealing with weeds. I don't remember ever seeing spray cans or weed killers on the old place. And I think the only bug killer we had came in the form of a fly swatter made of rusty metal screening. My grandmother didn't seem to mind a noxious weed that told the future, although it must have developed a bad reputation somewhere along the line. A search for other common names of the plant shows more negative nomenclature, like devil guts and witch's shoelaces. But I always knew it as loveweed, and I'm happy to say that I found it listed as such on an internet search for my past.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini and produced by the staff at HPPR. To listen to other Growing on the High Plains episodes, visit hppr.org.